Writers at Work are bringing the novelist John Irving to campus. And he'll be reading at 8 o'clock in the Social Sciences Auditorium. Is that the old liberal arts? I hope not. That's the worst place on the campus. The Tucson Poetry Festival will celebrate its third year with their series of readings March 29, 30, and 31st at the Temple of Music and Art. As part of the festival, they're sponsoring a poetry contest open to Arizona poets who have not published a full-length book. The winner of the contest will receive a $70 prize and will be a featured reader at the festival. The deadline for entries in that contest is March 5th. Rules and information are available on the table in the hall. And if you don't remember to get them tonight, they'll be in the newsletter coming out next week. I hope you can stay after the reading tonight and have some punch and cookies and meet Ellen Voigt. I talked to you folks last week about these posters. Look, I got 1,500 each. The posters by the four poets who teach on the faculty. This one is Richard Shelton's. The red one I showed you last week was Steve Orleans. And Peter Wiles and John Anderson's are on display in the hall. The price to the general public is $5 each, or $18 for the set of four. And the price for university students and personnel is $4 each, or $14 for the set of four. And I consider, again, everyone who's here tonight, university students and personnel. So the cost, if anyone wants to buy tonight, is $14 for the set, or $4 each. As you see, they're suitable for framing. But maybe that deterred some of you last week. It's a pleasure to introduce Ellen Voigt. It occurred to me that I often say that it's a pleasure to introduce the poet, and I really mean it. You might listen if you don't hear me say that some night. No, I didn't have a good time at dinner. Ellen Voigt's come to us from Vermont. She's one of the faculty members in the Master of Fine Arts program at Warren Wilson College, North Carolina. Her honors include Guggenheim Foundation and National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship. She's published two collections of poetry, Claiming Kin with Wesleyan Press and The Forces of Plenty with Norton. Ellen Bryant Voigt.